Amen.
Let's turn to the Gospel, Matthew chapter 13.
Matthew chapter 13, verse
33.
他又对他们讲个比喻说, 天国好像面笑, 有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里, 只等全团都发起来。
He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it has all leavened.
34节,
34. All this Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable.
35节,
35.
这是要应验先知的话说, 我要开口用比喻, 把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。
This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.
在马太福音13章,
in Matthew chapter 13, there were altogether seven parables.
那这七个比喻呢,有一个连贯的一个道理可以来谈述。
There is a common theme that strings these seven parables together.
因为它共同的一个主题都说天国好像是什么。 好像是什么?
The common theme is that it describes the kingdom of heaven likened to such and such.
所以这七个比喻都环绕在天国的这个主题里面。
Therefore, the seven parables are concerned about the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个天国当然就是预表的教会。
Kingdom of heaven prefigures the church.
就是今天在教会的发展上就会有这七个阶段。
Therefore, the development of the church shall you in the development of the church you shall see seven different stages.
我们教会传统上都把这七个比喻当作是教会历史的发展的七个阶段。
Traditionally, our church has seen this as the seven development stage of the church.
所以在撒种的比喻就讲到使徒时代他们刚刚建立教会的现象。
The parable of the sower describes the scene when the church was first established and the disciples or apostles were out preaching the gospel.
那么稗子的比喻当然就进入到使徒时代的末期已经有一些异端的出现。
The parable of the weeds refers to the end days of the apostles where heresy was infiltrated into the church.
所以在约翰一书里面也记载到有一些基督者一些假先知的出现。
Therefore, in 1 John, you will read about false prophets appearing in the church.
但是神却没有马上要把这些败子把它拔出来。
But God did not immediately pull out these weeds.
仍然让它保留到最后末日审判的时候才整个分别出来。
Rather, these weeds were preserved until the end days where Jesus or God will discern the good from the bad.
但是我们可以知道在使徒时代已经有这些败子。
We know that during the apostolic days, in the church, there were weeds and wheat growing together.
而在使徒时代的败子，就可以最明显的就是看到犹太人还是主张要受割礼才能够得救。
The weeds in the church we can also refer to as the Jews who suggested that all members should undergo circumcision to be accepted into the church.
本来只要受洗归入基督就可以得救。
Initially, all you have to do to be saved is to receive water baptism.
但是犹太基督徒又坚持主张一定要再受割礼。
But the Jewish Christians maintained that members must receive circumcision.
而这个道理呢，就成为一个败子，也是进入到教会里面来。
And this suggestion became a weed that had infiltrated into the church.
这是使徒时代的败子的出现。
So this is the appearance of weeds in the church during the apostolic days.
那第三个比喻讲到芥菜种。
The third is the parable of the mustard seed.
芥菜种原来是最小的一种种子。
The mustard seed is the smallest seed.
可它长大以后比各样的菜都大，并且成了一棵树。
And however, when the mustard seed sprouts and grows, the mustard became bigger than any of the shrubs and even taller than a tree.
连天上的飞鸟都来树在它的树枝上面。
And even the birds of the air came and make nests in its branches.
这是讲到使徒时代的啊结束以后啊，整个教会的发展非常的快速。
It talks this describes the end of the apostolic days and when the church began to undergo a period of rapid development.
后来甚至呢，基督教啊成为一个罗马帝国的国教。
And later Christianity became the state religion of the Roman Empire.
甚至连罗马皇帝都来相信了基督。
Even the Roman Emperor believed in Christ.
当然就影响到全国的百姓都一起来进入教会啊，也来成为基督徒。
And as a result, the people of the Roman Empire, the common people of the Roman Empire, all flock into the church to become Christians.
这就是像芥菜种一样啊，长大以后变成一棵树那么的大。
It is likened to a mustard seed having grown up into a tree.
但是却有天上的飞鸟来宿在它的树枝上。
But the birds of the air make nests in its branches.
而这个飞鸟呢，在撒种的比喻。就已经耶稣解释过了，这个飞鸟的啊代表的撒旦魔鬼。
And in the parable of the sower, Jesus explained that birds refer to Satan or the devil.
所以在这个时候的飞鸟也来宿在芥菜种的树上面，这也是代表撒旦魔鬼也进入了教会。
And hence, in the parable of the mustard seed, when the birds of the air came and make nests in the branches of the mustard tree, it means that Satan had also infiltrated into the church.
可是他进入教会做了什么事情呢？
But what does the devil do in the church?
就是进入到麦面相的比喻来看到，他就变质了。
He came into the church and became a leaven and turned the essence of the church around.
所以呢，我们今天来讲那个面相的比喻，就讲到。啊，天主教的啊，那个时候的教会发展，表面上非常的啊盛大。
Therefore, the parable of the leaven refers to the rapid development of the Catholic Church in those days. It seemed to be developing rapidly.
可是呢，却有飞鸟飞在啊树枝上面。
But there were birds that were perching on its branches.
也有面酵啊，使全团发起来。
And there were also leaven in the church that allowed the whole dough to rise.
而这个面酵当然就是指的那个邪恶的面酵。
And this leaven refers to the evil leaven.
所以教会呢，虽然表面上非常的盛大，很多人呢信主。
Therefore, superficially, the church seems to be flourishing because there are so many members.
教会也变成非常多的财富。
And the church also became very wealthy.
但是教会的啊真理却已经变质了。
But the truth of the church, the essence of the truth of the church had changed.
教会有隐藏了非常多的啊罪恶。
Hidden in the church were much sins.
那等一下我们会来详细介绍这整个天主教时代的那时候的啊罪恶是什么。
We will describe the sins of the Catholic Church in detail later on.
甚至到后来才有马丁路德的改教。
And later on, we will see the Reformation from Martin Luther.
那接着呢，到了啊这个啊藏宝的比喻啊寻珠的比喻。
Then comes the parable of the pearls.
啊，以及啊，还有那个啊，这些呢，这个比喻就讲到已经幕后的真教会出现。
These parables all refers to the establishment of the true church in the end days.
因为到幕后时代，真教会出现，大家又遇到了真教会，就宁愿变卖一切所有了，要来找这个真教会。
Because in the end days, when the true church was established, people were willing to sell all their possessions to come to believe in the true church.
然后到最后就是撒网的比喻，就是已经世界的末了了。
And finally, the last parable of the casting of the nets refers to the end of the world.
就把好的、坏的全部都聚集起来的水啊的各种水族啊，全部都啊收网了，然后叫做分别了。
When the net was cast, animals or marine creatures of all sorts were gathered into the net, and then it was pulled onto the shore, and the fishermen had to sort them out.
那些好的就放在器具里面，不好的就把它丢掉。
And the good were sorted into the vessels, and the bad were thrown away.
所以世界的末了了。
So this is at the end of the days.
天使要出来，然后把义人跟恶人把它分别出来。
The angels will come out to separate the evil from the righteous.
然后呢，恶人就把它丢在火炉里面，那在那里燃烧啊，让他哀哭切齿。
And the angels will throw the evil men into the furnace of fire, and there they will weep and gnash the teeth.
啊，我们大概讲了这七个比喻的整个历史啊的发展。
And we have just briefly described the seven parables and the development of the church.
以后我们有机会也会每个比喻再详细的去查考啊，当时的啊啊跟教会的整个啊相对应的关系。
In the future, we will discuss in details the seven parables and how they tie to the church.
现在我们先来讲面酵的比喻。
Today we're going to discuss the parable of the leaven.
这里说呢，面笑好像一个妇人拿来了，然后藏在三斗面里面。
It says here, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour.
啊，这里呢，啊，所谓的三斗嘛，啊，我们啊以当时的这个度量来算呢，大概 three measures， 大概是四个加仑呐。
And three measures of flour in those days is equivalent to approximately 4 gallons of flour.
也是大概是20公斤。
Or approximately 20 kilograms.
这样的一个大量的啊，这个面呢，里面只要一点点面酵就够用了。
And such a huge quantity of flour, all it needs is a little bit of leaven.
所以他比较的就是这么小的一点点面酵，却让这么多的四个加仑的这个面粉呢，全部都发作起来。
So the point here is that this huge batch of flour only requires a little bit of leaven to raise it.
就是要讲到天国好像面酵一样，有这么大的影响力。
Is saying that the kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven. It has such a huge influence.
所以在天主教那个时候使徒时代以后的那个天主教时代是教会的非常发展的很快速。
Therefore, the Catholic Church after the days of the apostles developed very fast.
甚至连罗马皇帝都来相信主。
And to the point that even the Roman Emperor came to believe to be a Christian.
那当然影响到全国的百姓也都来相信主。
And because the Emperor believed in Christ, he has made Christianity into the state religion, and therefore everybody in the empire must believe in the church.
好像这面笑一点点而已，可是却全团都发起来了。
And therefore the leaven is only a little bit, but the entire batch of flour was leavened.
可是保罗解释说，这个面笑是一个邪恶罪恶的面笑。
But Paul explained this leaven to be an evil leaven.
我们请看哥林多前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6.
哥林多前书第五章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6.
你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？
Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
第七节。
7.
你们既是无效的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened, for Christ our Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed.
第八节，所以我们守这节，不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
Let us therefore celebrate the festival not with old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
所以保罗在这里解释说，整个教会像一个面团一样。
Paul explained that the whole church is likened to a batch of flour.
而这个面团呢，应该要是无酵饼的面团。
Or rather, a dough and a piece of dough must be unleavened.
而当中的一点面酵，就是那个恶毒邪恶的酵。会让全团发起来，就是让整个教会变质了。
And if there were a little leaven, or this leaven of malice and evil in there, then the essence of the church would change.
而这个时候呢，当然整个面酵让全团发起来了教会就变质了。
And hence, this little leaven of malice and evil allowed the whole dough to rise and turn it bad.
所以现在我们要回归让教会的酵要把它除掉。
And now the church must remove its leaven.
因为教会每个人都是无效的面。
Because each and every one of us must be an unleavened dough.
那么这无效的面团要把旧效除尽，才能够成为一个干净的圣洁的面团。
You have to remove the leaven that's in you so that you become unleavened in order to for the entire church to become an unleavened dough.
但是在天主教时代，就是已经真理呢。已经慢慢的变质了，就像一点面笑，让教会慢慢的败坏了。
In the days of the Apostolic Church, in the days of the Catholic Church, a little bit of leaven has turned the essence of that church in bad, and therefore the members must remove their leaven.
比如说在洗礼的方法上面呢，就已经改变了使徒时代的方法。
Take for example the method of baptism during the early days of the Catholic Church. They changed the way they baptized the members.
在天主教的书籍上的记载，历史上的记载说，他们为了给某一个病人要给他施洗。
In the Catholic records, it stated that in order to baptize a sick person.
但是呢，他生病了，不能够下床，也不能够到河里面去受洗。
As this sick person cannot get off his bed, and nor can he walk to the river to be baptized.
所以教会啊，就开会啊，改变洗礼的方法，就到他的床上啊，为他啊滴水礼啊，啊就为他施洗。
The leaders of the church had a meeting and decided to sprinkle some water on his bed.
而这样就改变了整个洗礼的方法。
Or rather, sprinkle water on him while he was lying in bed, and therefore this changed the entire method of water baptism.
这就像一点面酵，就让全团发起来。
This is likened to a little leaven which leavens the entire lump.
为了啊让病人受洗啊，所以给他开了方便的门。
In order for a sick person to be baptized, they have opened this door of convenience.
那后来呢啊，又慢慢的越来越变质。
And the essence of a water baptism changed or turned. Worse.
一个人啊，犯了罪，想要悔改。
When a person sinned and wanted to repent.
啊，要悔改的方法就是拿着金钱来教会奉献。
All the person had to do is to donate some money so that his sins can be remissed.
然后跟教会买了一个 ticket 的，叫做赎罪券呐、啊，然后就可以赎了他一百年的罪。
And all they have to do is buy a voucher from the church, and this voucher.States that the sins of this person will be remissed for 100 years.
啊，那这样的话，他就可以用金钱来为他自己赎罪。
In this way, the rich can remiss the sins with money.
所以教会就用贩卖这些赎罪券来得到很多的财富。
And the church was selling these vouchers to gain wealth.
而这些犯罪的人呢，他们是真心悔改吗？已经不重要了。
And it really doesn't matter whether these sinners truly repented their sins.
因为他们只要把钱拿来奉献给教会。就会得到赦免了。
Because once they donated money to the church, their sins were remissed.
当然，这些罪人呢，没有悔改，他们又继续犯罪。
And of course, these people continue with their sins.
可是他们认为，我犯什么罪都没有关系。
But to them, regardless of whether they have sinned or not,
我跟多少女人上床也没有关系。
It doesn't matter how many sexual spouses they have.
我只要拿钱来奉献给教会，我就买到赎罪券，我的罪就被赦免了。
As long as I give money to the church, I would be able to buy the voucher to remiss my sins.
所以教会当然就越来越败坏。
And hence the church deteriorated.
那么教会是越来越多的财富。
And the church was also getting wealthier.
那教会的财富越来越多啊，教会啊这些啊神父啊修女也开始做了一些罪恶的事情。
And when the church has money, the priests and the nuns were also beginning to do evil things.
这就是教会的面酵啊开始发作了。
And this is the work of the leaven in the church.
其实还有一个很重要的的一个变质，就是有关于圣诞节的问题。
Another substantial change in the church is regarding Christmas.
在使徒时代啊，他们都没有什么圣诞节啊这些节庆。
During the apostolic days, there was no such celebrations as Christmas.
他们顶多呢，就只有在啊安息日啊来聚会敬拜神，或者是犹太人的基督徒，他们还有的啊逾越节，好、啊、还在过一些逾越节的一些节庆。
What the members used to do is to come to church every Sabbath.To observe the Sabbath, and for the Jewish Christians, the most they would do is to celebrate Passover.
但是保罗说啊，有关于犹太人的原来这些节庆，可以过也可以不用过，这些都不重要了。
And Paul said that for the Jewish Christians, it doesn't matter whether they continue to observe the festivals of the Old Testament.
啊，甚至连割礼都已经不重要了。
Because even circumcision is no longer important.
所以在使徒时代呢，他们已经啊一般的啊整个教会是没有在过任何的节庆。
And therefore, members of the apostolic churches they do not celebrate anything.
可是到主后呢啊三百多年。
But about 300 A.D.
那时候呢啊因为罗马皇帝相信主了。
Because the Roman emperor became a Christian.
他为了吸引呢啊更多的有啊罗马人也来相信耶稣。
And in order to have more of his people believing in Christ,
可是原来呢，罗马帝国他们敬拜的啊神明啊是那个太阳神。
Originally, the Roman citizens they believed or they worship their own deities such as the sun god.
那么太阳神的啊每一年啊的12月25号就是他的诞生的日子。
And December 25th happens to be the birth date of the sun god.
所以呢，他们原来在这个啊。罗马的宗教里面呢、啊，他们都是在12月25号为了太阳神的那个诞辰呢、啊，做了很多的献祭啊崇拜。
And the Roman citizens celebrating the birth date of their sun god, they would have a hold a lot of festivals and sacrifices for the sun god.
但是现在呢，要叫这些罗马人也来相信耶稣。
But in order for more Romans to believe in Christianity,
他们还保留原来在十月二十五号仍然要有一些活动啊，有一些庆典。
They still maintained this tradition of having some kind of a festival on December the 25th.
所以教会呢，就决定了就开了大会，就把这个太阳神的诞生的日子，把它改成是耶稣诞生的日子。
And again, the leaders of the church had a meeting and decided to change the date December 25th from the birth date of the sun god to the birth date of Christ.
所以在主后354年那一年开始就设立了这个圣诞节。
Therefore, from the year 354 AD, the church began to institute Christmas as December 25th.
而在圣诞节那一日呢，他们叫做Christmas 就是基督的弥撒Mass 是天主教的一个万弥撒的 Mass 的一个名称，所以为了基督所做的弥撒就变成是圣诞节的这个字的来源了。
And the word Christmas comes from the words Christ and Mass, which is Mass for Christ.
所以呢，他们天主教就在十月二十四号的晚上十二点钟，就为了基督来办一个他诞生的弥撒。
On December the 24th, the Catholic Church would hold a mass to anticipate the birth of Christ.
他们说这样这一天就当作是耶稣诞生的日子来纪念他。
And therefore, they assumed that December 25th is the birth date of Christ, and they would celebrate it to remember his birth.
但是其实教会的领导人都知道这天不是耶稣诞生的日子。
But the leaders of the Catholic Church knew very well that December 25th is not the birth date of Jesus Christ.
因为同样在希腊的东正教他们却定在一月七号是圣诞节。
And similarly for the Orthodox Greeks, they believed that the birth of Christ is in January.
一月七号。
January the 7th.
所以呢，这个是不同的节日。
So these are different festivals.
但是呢，他们原来都是想用这种方法来吸引更多的罗马人来相信基督。
But they use this as a gimmick to attract more Romans to believe in Christianity.
而这个日子原来是太阳神的一个庆典。
And December 25th is a festival for the sun god.
所以当然把这个太阳神也改变成耶稣基督的以后，他们还是做这些庆典来庆祝这个诞生。
So after changing the birth of sun December 25th from the birth of sun god to the birth of Christ, they still continue on with the festivals.
这就好像是一点面酵开始进入教会。
So it seems a little leaven has entered into the church.
然后这个教会呢在这样的一种发展之下，就慢慢的越来越实数化了。
And as the church under the influence of eleven began to develop, it became more and more worldly.
因为俗世化呢，就是说不再有追求属灵的那种品质。
So as they become more worldly, they no longer pursue for the spiritual truth.
因为来教会呢，变成要参加很多的社交很多的活动，可以来这边庆祝，可以来吃喝玩乐。
Because coming to church is no longer pursuing for Christ, but rather to socialize with others, to celebrate festivals.
我们现在看到了圣诞节变成一个商业化的活动。
Christmas that you see today is all commercialized.
很多的百货公司各样的商品就在利用圣诞节来大大的赚一笔钱。
Most of the merchants and department stores are using this festival to make money.
然后有很多的传说呢，很多的故事就跟着圣诞节的这个节庆就慢慢的出现了。
And many stories and legends began to infiltrate and to start celebrating more about Christmas.
比如说有圣诞老公公的传说。
For example, the legend of Santa Claus.
他们说呢，圣诞老公公他原来是一个天主教的一个主教。
Some said that Santa Claus used to be a bishop in the Catholic Church.
那么他死了以后，被天主教把他封为是圣人。
And after the death of this bishop, he was sanctified to be a saint.
那么呢，他的灵还可以呢，每一年在圣诞节节日呢，来到每一个人的家里。
And his spirit can come to a member's household on December 25th.
变成他们相信呢，这个啊，圣诞老公 Nicholas 啊，他是一个精灵啊，他可以来到每个家里来赠送礼物给孩子们。
So, Saint Nicholas became a spirit that can come into a household to give gifts to little children.
所以他每一年圣诞节的那一天呢、啊，都会到每个人的家里，然后把礼物放在你的袜子里面。
So every December 25th, St. Nicholas would leave gifts in socks.
如果这个孩子是乖乖听话的，他会得到这些礼物。
So if a child is an obedient child, the child will receive gifts.
而且呢，他都是从烟囱进来的。
And the way that St. Nicholas enters into a house is through the chimney.
所以呢，很多孩子从小就开始梦想一个精灵啊，圣诞老公公会来送礼物给他。
So young children, children at a young age began to fantasize about Santa Claus, an old man, coming into the house on December 25th to leave them gifts through the chimney.
可是这样就成为一种迷信了。
And this became a superstition.
而这样的迷信呢，好像是让孩子可以得到礼物。
This superstition initially was so that children can receive gifts.
可是这样的迷信呢，却也会误导了我们对属灵的追求。
But this superstition also causes to fall to no longer pursue for the spiritual.
那为什么会有圣诞树呢？
So what's the origin of the Christmas tree?
因为圣诞树呢是一个常青树啊，在冬天呢下雪的时候，它还是保持鲜绿的。
The Christmas tree is an evergreen, so that even in the cold winter days, it still maintains its greenness.
所以听说在德国呢，他们就把这棵树呢，只要放到家里面来。
So in Germany, the Germans began to cut down the tree and put them in their own house.
然后在树顶上呢，就放了一颗星星。
And on the top of the tree,
一个灯光一个灯。
They would put a light on it.
那么就把它当作是伯利恒的星星带领博士们来找耶稣。
And to pretend that light bulb to be the star of David that will lead the wise men to Jesus.
所以圣诞树这又成为另外一个传统。
So the Christmas tree became another tradition.
那当然还有所谓的平安夜要去报佳音。
And then there's this caroling on the Christmas Eve.
本来呢，这些都是一个非常好的报告佳音，好像天使对野地的牧羊人报告一个好的消息一样。
And caroling on Christmas Eve is likened to the angels proclaiming the birth of Christ to the world.
可是这些报佳音的活动变成是一种游乐的活动而已而没有那种真的在报一个平安的信息
But caroling nowadays is for entertainment purposes only. It's no longer proclaiming good news.
所以呢，其实呢，圣诞节的发展呢，就越来越俗世化了，越来越商业化了。
And therefore, the celebration of Christmas became more secular and more commercialized.
所以我们教会呢，从一开始就不主张来庆祝圣诞节。
And for this very reason, our church do not celebrate Christmas.
我们要避免呢，把这样的节日变成一个商业化的活动而影响到我们对神的一种崇高的一种敬畏。
We do not celebrate Christmas to avoid the fact that members, in the midst of celebrating these festivals, forgot about pursuing for the truth of Christ.
所以我们的信徒呢，在圣诞节这天我们不参与这些庆典的活动。
And for this very reason, our members do not take part in any of these celebration activities.
但是呢，我们并不是否定了耶稣降生的这个好消息。
But we do not deny the good news that Christ is born.
我们要常常来庆祝耶稣的降生。
We should often celebrate the birth of Christ.
我们不在圣诞节这一天来做这个活动，是避免了跟他们的商业化的那种放纵情欲的一种混淆在一起。
We do not celebrate the birth of Christ on December 25th because we do not want to be mixed up with the secular festivals.
但是呢，有那种圣诞节有一些家庭团聚和平的信息。这样是一种好的事情，我们可以去感谢神的恩典跟看顾。
However, on December 25th, when families come together, in peace and harmony, we give thanks to God.
我们更重要是要常常来庆祝耶稣的降生。
What's more important that we must celebrate the birth of Christ more often, not just on a single day.
就好像呢，耶稣降生的时候，天使都到野地对牧羊人来报告好消息。
On the day that Christ was born, even angels came to the wilderness to proclaim the good news to the shepherds.
所以呢，我们要常常来感谢耶稣的降生，才有这个救恩的来到。
Therefore, we must give thanks every day for the birth of Christ, so that we have salvation today.
所以呢，今天呢，我们要感谢耶稣的降生，然后呢，带给我们的救恩，让我们有天国的盼望。
And therefore today we give thanks to God for the birth of Christ so that we have salvation and we have a hope for the eternal life.
我们更知道耶稣原来是天上的神，他成为肉身来到世上。
We know that Christ is God who came down, who was manifested in flesh and came down from heaven as a man.
而他成为人才能够被钉在十字架上。
And as a man, he was sacrificed on the crucifix.
而真的是有历史上的这样的人物还有这样的事情发生。
And indeed, Jesus Christ is a real person in history, and also his passion is also a real event.
所以我们的信仰呢也有这样的历史的根据。
And therefore, our faith has some historical records.
我们这样的信仰呢并不是自己空想出来的。
Our faith is not our imagination or a fantasy.
我们乃是呢在这样的历史根据里面知道耶稣曾经活在这个世界上。
From historical records, we know that there was a person named Jesus Christ.
但是我们却相信他原来是天上的神。
But we believe that he was God in heaven.
那么以神的角度来讲是没有所谓诞生的这样的的日子了。
From the point of view of God, there is no such thing as birth.
所以主耶稣呢他也告诉我们要纪念他的死，而不是去庆祝他的生呐。
Lord Jesus Himself said to his disciples to remember his death, not his birth.
所以呢，我们要纪念耶稣的死，这是一个救恩的完成。
Therefore, we observe the death of Jesus because his salvation plan was completed.
而在耶稣的降生上我们要很小心注意的这个要了解说圣诞节这个十二月十五号，或者是希腊的东正教的一月七号，这些都是不对的日子。
Regarding the birth of Christ, we must be clear that December 25th is not the birth date of Jesus, nor is January the 7th by the Orthodox Greeks.
我们要明白神乃是永恒的，他是不在这个时间里面的。
We must remember that God is eternal. He is not bound by time.
所以我们要敬拜的是这种创造宇宙万物的真神。
Therefore, we must worship the God who created the heavens and the earth.
所以我们在庆祝耶稣的降生欢喜快乐，可是却不能够用固定的一个日子来定下他的诞生。
Regarding the birth of Christ, we celebrate the birth of Christ every day because we are joyful for this event, but we must not celebrate a particular day for the birth of Christ.
因为当我们定了某个日子的时候，就好像一般的民间信仰在拜他们的神明、偶像，也是有定一个出生的日子一样
Because if you set aside a day for the birth of Christ, then you will be likened to the pagan followers who set a date to celebrate their deity's birthdays.
因为呢，我们一般的偶像崇拜里面也会把某个神明他是哪一天出生的，都会把它定出来。
Because in the pagan religions, their followers would also set a date for their deity as the birth date of their deity.
那问题就变成说，在他出生那一天以前，他是不存在的。
The problem comes before the birth of the deity. That deity does not exist.
那么我们要如何去敬拜这个不存在的神呢？
If this is the same principle that applies to us, then how do we celebrate a God who does not exist?
这个神在出生以前不存在，那么他就不是永恒的。
If this God does not exist before his birth, then this God is not eternal.
所以我们要敬拜的是永恒的神，是没有时间限制的，永恒就存在的。
The God that we worship is a God of eternity, therefore he is not bound by time.
所以呢，圣诞节会误导我们把神也定在某一个日子，他才存在。
Therefore, Christmas will mislead us to set a date as the birth of Christ, which means that he does not exist before that date.
这就是我们教会为什么一开始就反对圣诞节的庆祝就是怕我们信仰上会误导成神是那一天才存在的这样的一种错误
And this is the very reason why the church does not celebrate Christmas, because we do not want members to set a date as the birth of Christ and think that God does not exist before that date.
我们要认识的永恒的神
We must come to know this God of eternity.
我们才能够敬拜这位永恒存在的神。
And in that way, we can worship this God of eternity.
所以呢，我们来看一下提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第三章。
Chapter 3.
十六节
Verse
我们看十五节
Verse 15.
提摩太前书第三章十五节
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
If I am delayed, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and bulwark of the truth.
16节,
16.
大哉，近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
在这里保罗说了啊，他告诉提摩太要怎样做，在教会，在神的家中要怎样做来带领教会。
Here, Paul's giving advice to Timothy what he must do to lead the church.
而这个啊，神的家就是神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
And the household of God is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and the bulwark of the truth.
所以最重要是真理的根基啊，绝对不能够啊有任何偏差。
The most important is the foundation of the truth, and it cannot go astray.
我们今天要敬拜神啊，也有在灵跟真理里面来敬拜神。
Today we worship God in truth and in spirit.
啊，所以呢，真理绝对不能有任何偏差。
And therefore we must not go astray in the truth.
那真理是什么呢
？What is the truth？
就是十六节所说的大哉近前的奥秘。
The truth is what is described in verse 16. Great indeed the mystery of our religion.
就是神在肉身显现。
He was manifested in the flesh.
那么神在肉身显现就没有所以时间的限制。
If he was manifested in the flesh, he was not bound by time.
当然我们知道耶稣是有降生在历史里面的一个地点在巴勒斯坦在伯利恒那个地方来出生就是确实是有这件事情的出现。
We know that there is indeed such an event of the birth of Jesus that it happened in Palestine.
但是我们不要把明显的定出一个日子来。
But there is no need for us to set aside a date.
我们要了解他乃是神在肉身显现的一个奥秘。
We must understand that he is the mystery of our religion. He was manifested in a flesh.
所以既然是显现的，就不能够定日子。
If he is manifested, we cannot set a date.
那接着他就被圣灵称义。
Next, he was vindicated in the spirit.
所以他受洗的时候，圣灵降临，如同鸽子在他身上。
When he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down on him like doves.
那么他就被圣灵称义了。
And he was vindicated.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
There was a voice from heaven saying that this is my beloved son whom I loved.
所以他成为我们的榜样。
He became an example for us.
所以今天我们受圣灵也会成为神的儿女。
And today, after we receive the Holy Spirit, we also become the children of God.
那接着被天使看见。
And that we will be seen by angels.
然后被传于外邦。
He was preached among the nations.
被世人信服。
Believed on in the world.
然后被接在荣耀里。
And take it up in glory.
那是将来世界的末日他到荣耀里面的国度。
In the end days, he will be in the glory, in the nation of glory.
所以这一切都是环绕在基督耶稣的身上。
All these happened on Jesus Christ.
这些都不能够用时间来限制它。
All these cannot be bound by time.
所以我们要突破了圣诞节这种节日呢，真的是限制到神在肉身显现的这样一个伟大的奥秘。
Therefore, we must overcome this Christmas.Because we do not want to be bound, and we must know that He is manifest in the flesh, because this is the mystery of our religion.
当然，它是西方世界的，现在是一个家庭的传统家人的聚集这是一个美好的团圆的时刻。
To the Western world, Christmas is a time for families to come together.
甚至在二次大战之间呢，他们也因为这个节日，所以不打仗了但那一天大家是和平相处。
Even during the Second World War, on December the 25th, both sides stopped the war to celebrate this day.
所以它有一些很好的和平的信息。
There are good messages of peace on December 25th.
但是我们还是要小心，它有一些不好的那些影响到教会的属灵的本质，这些仍然是像一个面笑一样，我们要防范它来影响教会。
On the other hand, we must also be very cautious because in it there is also some leaven of malice and evil, and we must be very careful.
所以呢，我们今天要回归到圣经的真理。
Today we must return to the truth of the Bible.
圣经真理有记载的，我们要遵守。
What is recorded in the truth and in the Bible, we follow.
圣经没有记载的，我们不可以增加。
And therefore, what is not recorded in the Bible, we do not add to it.
我们看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
二十二章，对不起。
Sorry, Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，十九节。
Verse 18 and verse 19.
启示录二十二章十八节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 18.
我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。 若有人在这预言上加添什么, 神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
18. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book.
19节, 这书上的预言若有人删去什么, 神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
19. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described.
我们看到这段话刚好是在启示录的最后一章，最后一段话。
And let's, you will see that these two verses are recorded in the last chapter and towards the end of the book of Revelation.
然后同样也是整本圣经的最后一段话。
It also happens to be the last passage in the whole and the entire Bible.
这个非常重要的一个意义就是告诉我们圣经到这里已经启示的道理已经结束了。
The significance of this is that the revelation has come to an end.
神的话语到这里已经结束了，以后不可以再增加跟减少。
The words of God has come to an end. Do not take away and do not add to it.
所以我们今天一切要回归到圣经的真理。
Therefore, today we must return to the Bible.
不可以再增加新的启示。
We cannot add more revelation to it.
我们今天会受圣灵的感动。 那是为了了解圣经里面的话语，而不是增加，也不是减少。
Today we will be moved by the Holy Spirit to understand the revelations or the words of the Bible, is not to add or take away from this book.
所以今天呢，我们要一定只有唯一的圣经是我们唯一的标准。
Therefore, this Bible is our only standard of measurement.
因此，我们才会说摩门教他们多了一个摩门经，这一个多了一个新的启示，这个是跟圣经是冲突跟违背的。
The Mormon Church has a different book, the Book of Mormons, which is an addition to the Bible, and this has contradicted what is recorded here.
而他们的创教的教主却说，这是他新得到的启示。
And the founder of the Mormon Church said that this Book of Mormons is the new revelation he received.
但是呢，这是违背圣经的。
And it's very obvious it contradicts the Bible.
可他们却认为这是神给他们一个新的启示。
But to the Mormons, they believe that the Book of Mormons is a new revelation from God.
所以摩门经有一些道理跟圣经是冲突的时候，他们是选择接受摩门经，而不接受圣经了。
So when some of the teachings in the Book of Mormons contradicts the Bible, they rather follow the Book of Mormons than the Bible.
因此呢，基督教呢，一般呢，我们都把摩门教当作是另外一个宗教了，已经不是圣经的这个宗教。In
the entire Christianity, they have viewed the Mormons as a different religion, not Christianity anymore.
因为它多了一本摩门经了。
This is because they have an additional Book of Mormons.
我们今天呢，不可以增加，也不可减少。Today
we cannot take away nor can we add to the Bible.
所以同样的，圣诞节这样的一个节庆呢，也是一个增加的节庆。And
the celebration of Christmas Day is an addition to what is recorded in the Bible.
所以我们要很小心的在这个社会里面来过这样的生活。
Therefore, we must be very careful as we live our lives in the world.
如何保留它好的那一面，可以让大家平和平，大家有那种团圆的气息，这是一个好的，我们要保留下来，我们可以去感受这样的一个和平的气息。
And what is good of December 25th, we should maintain and uphold it because of the messages of peace in this day.
但是如果它有一些商业化，那些放纵情欲，喝酒，闹事，那些罪恶的事情，我们一定要防备它。
But the celebration of December 25th also carries lifestyles of sin, such as drinking and partying. We should be more careful about these.
这是在一个文化生活里面我们要小心注意的地方。
So this is an area that we should pay attention to and be cautious when we live in this Western Hemisphere.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
我们的标准是圣经。
Our standard is the Bible.
但是我们活在生活上，我们有所谓的文化。
But we also live in the society, we live in this world, and therefore we have to follow the culture.
那这个文化里面很多的一些传统习俗，这是人类这个社会里面大家的共同的一个习惯。
And in this culture, there are a lot of traditions and rituals that people have done for centuries.
可是在我们的信仰标准跟这个文化的各种的传统习惯里面，如何去做这种协调跟辨别，这就是我们的智慧。
And it takes our wisdom for us to discern these traditions and rituals and our religion.
就像中国啊，也有所谓的传统啊的一些习俗。
And in same thing in China, there were also traditional cultures.
有所谓的春节啊，端午节啊，中秋节。
And festivals such as the spring festival, the mid-autumn festival.
那这些节庆啊，是在中国的社会的文化里面的一个现象。
And these festivals has been ingrained into the culture.
但是我们教会仍然不是庆祝这些节庆。
In our church, we do not celebrate any of these festivals.
今天我们的信仰还是最高的标准。
Our faith is still our utmost standard.
那对于这个文化现象，我们要有智慧去辨别，有好的我们可以啊来跟他们来享受那些好的信息，可是有不好的一定要把它排除，尤其是有迷信的地方一定要把它排除掉。
And when it comes to these festivals, if there are good messages in them, we can have a share in these. But if there are some superstitions in there, we must be able to discern them and make sure that we do not participate.
所以信仰跟文化啊，一定要有一个啊，要有一个对话，才能够去辨别他们之间的问题。
So you must have a comparison between your religion and your culture, so that you are able to discern what's right and wrong.
所以求神带领我们呐，让我们教会要成为一个无效的一个面团。
And therefore, let us pray to God to give us wisdom so that we can become an unleavened dough.
那成为圣洁的来奉献给神。
We can become holy to serve Him.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
228首。
228.